Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com.
Welcome to Sex with Simmery. This is Dr. Timmery, and today is just going to be a little ranty poo about football, douchebags, creepily leering at women in public, pageantry, Pam Anderson, and a variety of other things. So, welcome, and let me bring you up to date. So, there was, if you're not a big football fan, there was a big football game with Alabama-Notre Dame that mattered to some people, and I didn't really watch it, and it seems like there wasn't a whole lot going on for Notre Dame anyway. So little going on, in fact, that at one point the commentator Brent Musburger stopped and just commented and leered and creepily talked about how cute this woman was in the audience. Now, this woman, Catherine Webb, is dating the quarterback for Alabama. And he says, "Wow, I'm telling you, you quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman. Wow. Whoa. If you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out now and throw it around the backyard with Pop." Now, okay, so obviously slow news day, slow football news day. But this took off to a big degree, that this was kind of creepy. Because the camera just, like, stayed on this girl. Now, she's hot. Like, no doubt, by all conventional standards of attractiveness. Everything he was saying, you know, true. That said, is it not a little creepy to stare at for a long time and film someone who is just sitting there existing in public and to, in public, on record, talk about and critique their looks? That's kind of the point. So, of course, immediately after there is an outcry or critique or whatever of this behavior, there's the counter reaction. There's immediately people who think that this is overkill, who think that reacting to Musburger's comments is overly sensitive. And in fact, ESPN apologized for doing it. They, you know, they thought that it was inappropriate, whatever it means to have a company apologize. "We're so sorry that we objectified women. We won't do it again. Now here's our sponsor, some beer company." So obviously, I mean, that doesn't even mean anything anyway, but they're being polite. They're pointing out that it's creepy for some old guy to stare at some young girl and to talk about her looks in public. They're at least aware of that. But again, there is plenty of opposition to this viewpoint and saying that there's nothing creepy about this, that it's totally fine, and it certainly doesn't need to be an apology. It was a compliment. And this position is taken by people who would even point out, look, she's a beauty pageant girl, so it is absolutely totally within bounds to talk about how pretty she is, which is getting to its own little creepy territory too. Because when I hear somebody say, well, she's a pageant, you know, winner, so it's totally okay to publicly discuss her looks when she's just at a football game, the thing that pops into my head is the corollary of, you know, can you rape a sex worker? And I know that this is a huge jump, but the idea is she puts herself out there, ergo all rules of consent no longer apply, is sort of the idea. And I know that it's a leap, but the idea is, what is the difference between being in a pageant and sitting in the audience of your partner's sports event? Of course, there's going to be attention on her, which is why she's still going to look pretty. She can have her makeup on. But there is a big leap between being on a stage and being a person that exists in the world. And the difference is the same difference between rape and consent, shul sex, which is consent. Like, the difference is, do you put yourself out there and ask to be critiqued? Did you upload your picture to Hot or Not? Or did someone else do it? That is the line that we're talking about here. And that's what makes this creepy. So when there's the overreaction of, look, he called her pretty, it's a compliment, there's nothing to be upset about, I guess it's like, yeah, great that it was a good thing, but what if it hadn't been? And is that what makes it wrong? The fact that, you know, somebody would say something mean about somebody's looks? Or is it the fact that women can just exist in public and they are open to critique at all times? That their looks are just fodder for a conversation that is totally acceptable to absolute strangers, that they can have an opinion on the matter of this female and her appearance at any time. And that is what's weird about it. So one of my good friends was sort of debating me on this on Twitter and was pointing out, look, the girl herself was fine with it. Catherine Webb, she came out and she said that she thought people were being a little mean to Musburger about it. She wasn't that upset. And that's great. I obviously don't want her to be offended. I don't want anybody's feelings to be hurt. I don't want anybody to feel victimized. That's the whole point. But it's kind of sort of aside from the point. The underlying message is that it is okay to stare at a stranger in public for a long time and to film them and to talk about their looks. And there's also the fact that Catherine Webb is in a position where even if she wasn't okay with it, I don't know that she necessarily would be okay saying that she was not. As a pageant person, as an aspiring model, a big part of what you have to do for that job is be like unskeeveoutable, because you have to be ready for dudes to pay money to look at you. So it would not be a good PR step for the girlfriend of a football player, aspiring model, to be like, oh guys, don't look at me. That's gross. That's not going to be like a smooth move for her, whether she, you know, likes it or not. The friend I was debating pointed out that Pamela Anderson was in fact discovered because she was in the audience of a game and somebody stopped and filmed her for a while. And this was pointed out as evidence. Look, see, this isn't the big of a deal. This is, you know, in fact, it can be a great thing for somebody who wants to go into this industry. This is forgetting two things. One, this is forgetting lots of instances of women who have been sort of exploited by these cameras, including a girl last year who got an unintentional upskirt shot that was then posted all over the internet, and it was really creepy and a little, a little rapey the way that it was going around, because she was clearly not cool with it and had clearly not consented to having her underwear on the television. And this is also forgetting the fact that Pam Anderson's career, while she probably, hopefully, enjoyed it immensely and has prospered wonderfully from it, is not every female's career goal, trajectory. Not every woman aspires to be a Playboy cover model and the wife of a rock star. Some do, in which case, this might be a step for them. But to suggest that all bets are off because there could be a potential profit for some people who want to be reality stars or want to be actresses or models is sort of aside from the point, because the point, again, is consent. You want to be a model and your big break comes through some weird channel. Awesome. But again, most people aren't really actually trying for these careers, and that's sort of like a fake way to say that it's okay. We also have to consider the fact that I would guess that a lot of the people who are saying this isn't really that big of a deal, like calm down, like he complimented her, whatever, that's fine, probably were of that opinion before they knew how Catherine Webb felt about it. I would put money that most people were like, come on, an apology's not necessary, it was just a compliment, said that before they knew her name or knew how she felt about it. Because the point was not how she felt about it. And that's really the other underlying message of this whole thing. Aside from the fact that it's okay to like stare at women and talk about their looks publicly, which is not really a thing that happens to men with the frequency that it happens to women, just in daily life. I assure you, if you're someone who doesn't feel like you've gotten policed about your looks and had it commented on regularly, I'm guessing then you're not a female. The other intrinsic message was what Musburger mentioned about, so young guys in Alabama go play football because then you'll get these beautiful women. And that's on its face, yeah, okay, I see why you think that that's harmless. But it's also a really big part of an endemic social problem we have, where we teach people, if you're good at sports, you will get women, but you will have earned them by your sports ability. You will be entitled to attractive partners. Entitled, in fact, to attractive partners, whether the woman wants it or not. And you might say, no, that's a step too far. But I would like to say Steubenville, Ohio. I would like to say Notre Dame. In fact, the other team in the game currently has two players who have been accused of rape. And the alleged victims were so harassed and threatened that one of them committed suicide and the other felt so upset by that possible trajectory herself that she refuses to press charges. And this is not an isolated incident. I mean, the fact that this whole conversation happened at a game where there were lots of people already talking about the rape culture around pro and college level sports and even high school sports, when we look at Steubenville, where young men are told, if you do these things, if you show your athletic skill and your leadership and you make our town proud, you make our state proud, you make our city proud, you will be richly rewarded. You will get money, you will get fame, and you will get women. And part of that women thing isn't necessarily the women who are into it. It'll also mean that we let you get away with stuff. It'll mean that you get to be a Ben Roethlisberger. You will get to be a Kobe Bryant. And we'll give you a little bit more leeway than we would give some average dude who wants to grope, molest, or rape a woman. And we're tacitly presenting that idea over and over again to the next generation through this message.
So finally, to wrap it up and bring it back to Catherine Webb, I'm glad that she doesn't think it's a big deal. As I said, I don't want people to feel traumatized for no reason. I don't want people to just get upset for absolutely no reason. It's not about being upset. It's about this greater message. And so we want to bring it back to the basic premise again, which is that is it okay to stare at, to videotape, and to critique women existing in public? And more to the point, you know, that sense of entitlement to do that and that sense of entitlement to do other things. And so, you know, we can talk about the experience of most women when they're critiqued publicly. It's very rarely a situation that is as complimentary as I think most men think it's going to be. For a lot of us who live in the city, we've come to expect that just walking around, whether you're conventionally attractive or not, or trying to be pretty that day or whatever, you will elicit comments from strangers. And it's the strangest phenomenon because regardless of how they think it's coming across, not everyone takes it as a compliment. A lot of people take it as a sort of a threatening thing, because sometimes if you don't respond to that compliment in the way that a stranger wants, you will then be met with, "What are you stuck up? You too good for me? Fuck you, bitch." It very quickly escalates to that point, because somebody who feels like they can talk to you however they want will talk to you however they want. And there's always that concern in the back of your head. Is this going to be the day that some stranger gets up in my face? Is it going to be the day that I get assaulted? It's an unlikely circumstance. But given, you know, I live in a major city where, you know, there were several homicides before 2013 had officially been going on for more than a few hours. So you don't really know that it's not going to be a thing. And, you know, given the frequency of sexual harassment and sexual assault that women face, I mean, it's not outside of the realm of possibility that the stranger who's started off seeming nice is going to escalate into something completely, completely inappropriate. So let's also bring it into the Solidarity Against Patriarchy, a group of mostly men who are working for gender equality and against sexism. And they actually came up with 6 tips on how not to be a creep. And the first one is, learn how to manage your sex drive. The person you're interested in doesn't owe you response. So that is, if you find someone attractive, great, but don't expect that just because you've complimented somebody that they need to say thank you. They don't, actually. You just said a thing. You know, like you may mean it a compliment, but that doesn't mean that it was. Tip 2, make consent part of your approach. Ask, offer, don't assume or guess. Respect the answer. Somebody says no, that doesn't mean try harder. Okay. Tip 3, learn how to deal with rejection. Rejection hurts, but your feelings are your responsibility. Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. Deal with the fact that many women are bombarded with sexual interest, invitations, harassment, grossing, groping, and worse on an almost constant basis. This may seem completely out of left field for a dude, but let me assure you, it happens a lot. I can remember the first time I was in a club just standing there and having some complete stranger walk by and grab me. It was weird. I immediately wanted to punch them in the face because it was just like, hey, like, even if you meant that to be nice, I don't really like the idea that you feel entitled to do that. Most women can give you a story about the first time a stranger completely crossed the line. And I don't know that men all necessarily have a story like that. If they do, it's not better, but they might be able to empathize a little bit better. Tip 5, deal with the possibility that she'll receive your interest differently than you intended. And then disengage. So you might mean a compliment. You might mean absolute harmlessness. But if that's not how it's perceived, don't keep pushing. That's not helping the case of not being a creep. And finally, if you slip up, and everyone does, learn how to make amends. Acknowledge it, offer an apology, and step back. So ESPN, thank you for apologizing, even if you were being disingenuous and insincere. Thank you for acknowledging the fact that it's not okay to leer and critique people's appearances in public. So that's nice. So if you want to go check out this video, I don't know, whatever. It's not required viewing by any means, but you can watch as Catherine Webb sort of smiles and shakes a little pom pom, and I'm glad that she's okay with it. But again, you can sort of sense, if you're looking, that basic human reaction of, why are you looking at me? No, really, you're still looking at me. Why are you still looking at me? And if you've ever felt that way in your life, sexualized or otherwise, if you've ever felt like, why won't you leave me alone? Then you should be able to extrapolate that and understand this basic problem, which is just a politeness, if nothing else. If we take nothing away from this related to gender equality, related to the sense of entitlement around wealth and power and athletic ability, if we take nothing else away about rape culture, take away the basic politeness idea of don't stare and don't talk about how people look. If you have something nice to say, say it nicely to them, and don't be a big creeper about it if they don't want to hear what you have to say. So enough with that. And Brent Musburger has always been a douche. This just sort of like seals the deal in this particular way. So thank you for listening and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmery. Please check out more from sexwithtimmery.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimmery@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimmere@gmail.com. And thank you.